Hello. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite, and online, of course, at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, Peter Schrager of Fox Sports is going to give me a little sports education, which I could use. Tell me how to sound smart about the NC2A or AA. 2A, maybe? I don't know. We're going to find out. Another sports news of the weekend. But first, let's get some news headlines from my friend Matt Martinez.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. Good morning, everyone. When you turn on the tap, this is what you may be drinking. Antibiotics, anticonvulsants, mood stabilizers, sex hormones, and over-the-counter pain medicines. An investigation by the Associated Press found that at least 41 million Americans may be getting these things in the tap. Now, the concentrations are small, measured in parts per billion or trillion. Even so, there are some scientists who are worried about the long-term consequences to humans. Gas prices are up. On Friday, the average price across the country was $3.19 a gallon. The cheapest city for gas? Cheyenne, Wyoming at $2.95. The highest was in San Francisco, $3.58. A Nobel Prize-winning economist says the war in Iraq will cost $12 billion a month in the coming year. Joseph Stiglitz writes in his new book that the Iraq and Afghan wars will cost the U.S. budget between $1.7 trillion and $2.7 trillion or more by 2017. A Manila court has acquitted former First Lady Imelda Marcos of 32 counts of illegally transferring wealth abroad during the rule of her late husband, former dictator Ferdinand Marcos. Douglas Baction reports from Manila.
The decision follows a 17-year trial involving more than $800 million in Swiss bank accounts. The court said evidence presented by the government failed to prove that Mrs. Marcos broke the law. The court said it could not convict on the basis of hearsay and unauthenticated documents. The government charged that Mrs. Marcos and some associates had illegally opened dollar accounts under the names of various foundations. Mrs. Marcos gained notoriety for her massive shoe collection and diamond-studded tiaras that she left behind when she and her husband fled the Philippines after his 1986 fall from power. The couple denied wrongdoing. This ruling involves a criminal case. Separate proceedings for the missing funds continue in a Philippine anti-corruption court.
Douglas Baction reporting from Manila. French President Nicolas Sarkozy suffered some setbacks to his leftist opponents in Sunday's local elections. Here's more from Frank Browning in Paris.
Overall, the socialist left scored 47% in departmental and municipal elections against the right with 45%. Though the elections were mostly for town, city, and departmental councils, they were regarded by most here as a referendum on President Sarkozy, whose public approval rating has plummeted lately. A solid victory from the left could further embolden public employee unions to continue their regular strikes. Paris Mayor Bernard Delanoy looks sure of an even stronger majority, which could set him up as the socialist next presidential candidate. There were some conservative wins, however. Sarkozy's 21-year-old son Jean won a council seat in suburban Paris, while former Prime Minister Alain Juppé should be re-elected mayor of Bordeaux. Runoffs are set for next Sunday.
Frank Browning reporting from Paris. The marathon world record holder says he will not compete in the marathon at the Beijing Olympics. Ethiopian Haile Gebrselassie says he wouldn't be able to handle the pollution there. He's faced with problems with asthma in the past, dropping out of the London Marathon last year. He says he will compete in the 10,000-meter event. And the Virginia State Legislature passed a law that requires any adult who open-mouth kisses a child younger than 13 to register as a sex offender. It also makes the act a criminal misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail and a $2,500 fine. The law was introduced on behalf of a woman whose 10-year-old daughter was kissed by the 62-year-old husband of her babysitter. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel, back to you.
Matt, yeah, I know. I only caught the last couple of words.
I really had a tough time writing that and saying that. Why did I do that to me?
Good job, Matt.
And
good job.
Our listeners.
Right. Thank you.